Okay, fun seekers, have we got an assignment for you? Now, it's really not that hard, but it's not that easy either. Let's see. Market efficiency theory. Who can beat the market? We'll take a look at who has beaten the market. Right. By looking for mutual funds that have beaten the Standard & Poor's 500 index for over 10 years, 20 years, and 30 years. So let's read together. The 10-year average annual return of the Standard & Poor's 500 Composite Index was 11.98% from January 1st, 2014 to December 31st, 2023. Okay, and so that's pretty darn good. Almost 12%, basically 12% over 10 years. That's a little higher than the average as it's been over the last 100 years. The 20-year average return was 9.67% from January 2004 to December 31st, 2023. Now, why is that? That's because the brutal 2008 and 2009 downturn fell off the 10-year rolling average, right? But it's still in the 20-year average. Now, your job is to find at least 10 domestic stock mutual funds. So those are generally measured by the Standard & Poor's 500. But, of course, there's many, many variations. 10 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten the S&P 500 over 10 years and at least 5 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten it over 20 years. The 30-year average rate of return was 10.13% from January 1st, 1994, before many of you were born, to December 31st, 2023. Can you find any domestic stock mutual funds that have been in existence for 30 years or more? So 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years is fine, that have beaten the S&P 500 index over the 30 years or more. Now, okay, here's the easy part. The 10-year returns are going to be easy to find because they're all splashed all over the place. But for the 20 and 30-year returns, you're going to have to go to the mutual fund company's own website to find their lifetime returns. You're looking for lifetime results or results since inception or, since inception. Yeah, it's usually on some tab called performance or results. Now, if you check out the 6 mutual fund companies in the Chapter 2 section of the class website or result or Canvas, you're going to find many because these are companies that have been around for 80, 90 years. But there are many other companies that you can research. You might even have to call the companies. Why is that? Because some mutual fund companies don't really want you to know their long-term results. They do their best to obfuscate. You like that word, obfuscate? It means to make it unclear. As with our previous assignments, we hope you have fun with this. It can be a bit frustrating at times because, as we said, some companies don't really want you to know. But you just never know where you will end up as you sniff through the various websites, call the various companies, enjoy, get lost in a nice way. Who knows? You might find that mutual fund company that you will want to invest in for the next 30 or 40 years. So that's the domestic side. Make sure they are domestic stock mutual funds, whether growth, aggressive growth, growth in income, equity income. Optionally, on your own, we want you to take a look at the World Index or the All Country World Index. It's up to you. And see how global stock mutual funds. So make sure you're looking for global stock mutual funds if you do this optional one. And notice the MSCI, Morgan Stanley Capital International, don't worry, you don't have to remember that, World Index has done not as well as the United States. Interesting. Why is that? Well, because the United States has recovered far faster from the Great Recession global financial crisis of 2008-09 than the rest of the world. This is yet another example of the resilience and strength of our economy. Also, notice that, as we mentioned, the 10-year results are higher than the 20 and 30-year results because you've lost the effects of that brutal 2008 and 2009 bear market. It's going to happen again, folks. We don't know when, we don't know how, but it's going to happen again. Now, don't submit your assignment and say, I couldn't find you 20 and 30 years. I told you it's going to be difficult. You have to go to the mutual fund company's own website because you're not going to find it on Yahoo or Morningstar or Lipper or whatever. You got to go. You have to go to the individual companies. And remember, there are many companies out there, but the six that we have on the class website and in Canvas are companies that have been tried and true and have been around for decades. So check those out first, or check your 401k if you have one, 403b, see what's in there and see how they measure up to the market averages. Cool? Again, you have fun with this. We hope you enjoy it. And if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me. I can talk about this stuff far longer than any reasonable person would ever want to listen.